News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. In the studio this half hour, we have our friends from Avalon HR. They won't let you lose control of your business. They will take care of you. They will give you peace of mind.
Oh, what a great segue.
See, I'm thinking all the time. I'm on my feet thinking all the time.
You're good.
Chip Wood is here. Chip is the VP of Sales and Marketing, as well as Stacey Oren is here. She is the HR and Benefits Manager for Avalon HR.
And a fashion icon.
I know. I'm looking at her outfit today, girl.
Stacy is off work today.
Uh-huh.
And preparing for travel, so she is dressed a little bit more.
Got your snow chains?
Casually. I may need them the way the weather's looking.
Where are you headed?
East Tennessee.
Oh, well, they're getting a little snow there.
There could be. My absolutely wonderful bonus daughter is getting married this weekend.
Oh, so you're the mother of the bride.
Mother of the bride.
Okay.
She has a great mom, and of course, you know, I'm kind of fond of her father.
Mm-hmm.
We all get along great. It's going to be a wonderful weekend, and we were looking at rain, and now possibly snow, and we just don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to absolutely make the most of it.
White snow and everybody dressed in white be a confusing affair.
We lose the bride out in the snow, and it could get wild. But
rice, just snowballs.
That's it.
Exactly. Ooh, now there's an idea. My 12-year-old would be way on board for that. But, like I said, and if you don't know, that was Teddy Swims telling us not to lose control. And
mm-hmm.
But there's a lot happening right now that could very much make you feel like you're losing control. The stress of the holiday season, end of year.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. And we, you know, at Avalon would love to take some of that off of your plate. Avalon is a professional employer organization, a PEO. And what that means is we take all, as we call it, the yucky stuff off of your plate. That includes your year-end quarterly tax filings, W-2 production. Anything along that line would fall under Avalon's purview if you came with us.
All your 940s, 941s.
941s, all of that is done, W-2 production.
Yep.
All of that we take care of for you. And, you know, we had somebody ask a couple of weeks ago if it was too late to come in, you know, this year. Still no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could still get you in. The first of the year, however, 1-1 is a great time because that's when all the...
Everything starts over.
Yeah,
right.
The
everything
state resets. Rates.
Most businesses reset 1-1,
mm-hmm.
Their fiscal year.
So if you've met your SUTA and FUTA limits for this year, they start over on 1-1, so that's a good time to make that switch. And, Chip and Kirk would love to talk to you.
Absolutely. Just give us a call, 850-475-1555. If you feel like dropping by, we're at 100 South Base Boulevard.
Well, the long list that you just went through makes me think I would call you immediately if I had a small business of my own, for sure.
Well, there's so many moving parts to running a business. You might be really good at what you've built and what you've designed or your product, your food, for an example. If you
mm-hmm.
if you're a great chef, but that doesn't mean you know the first thing about payroll taxes and
it's a lot.
FICA tip credits and all those kind of good
mm-hmm.
things that go along with that. But if you're curious about these things, just give us a call. We'll be more than happy. No obligation. Just, you know, if you're confused about something, give us a call. That's what we do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
We do all the things nobody else wants to do.
Well, it takes a lot of time. And when you're getting to the busy holiday season now, especially if you're a retailer in hospitality, you don't have time to be sitting down. Because then you're going to be sitting down at midnight doing these things and doing payroll and that kind of thing. Because
that still continues
despite how busy you are.
Yes. I mean, my dad used to say, you know, we would close the business at 10 o'clock at night. back in the days that we had our bakery business, he said, I don't know why we're closing at all because the rents never quit.
Mm-hmm.
So we started.
True story.
Yeah, so we ended up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Nobody got any days off.
Wow.
Very happy atmosphere.
Don't follow Chip's father's business model. I've heard enough about that to know that.
Detecting a note of sarcasm.
Well, a little bit.
That was back in the days of, you know, that's just the way it did. A family business was run by the family.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't question anything. You just did whatever you had to do.
So you're going to love this. So today, could Avalon HR be your extended family?
Absolutely.
Yes. And we have an internal group at the office that everybody pretty well knows what everybody else's business is, but that's okay too. So
we're a small group. We help each other out. You know, we've said this many times. We have the flexibility. You know, today's my day off, but I'm here because I'm running errands, and this was like right on my way. So I'm like, hey. You know,
Thank you for coming in.
I can absolutely,
you know,
swing by. And then
I told her, I said, I'll bring Kirk in, and Kirk and I can do the show. And you can, no, okay.
I got it. Because I was over on this side of town anyway. And I like being here. I like talking to you folks. It's a nice break from my norm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we have the flexibility to help each other out in the office. And, you know, knowing that when I need to leave for a few days, things are covered. And, you know, if I couldn't have came today, I would have just as simply said, yeah, okay, it's going to be you and Kirk, and they've got it covered. And, you know, we look out for each other.
We all wear multiple hats.
Right.
Especially
us. Chip and I are in charge of the hat closet.
We
dole out as needed. But, you know, yeah, we are a good close group. And we were just talking to somebody the other day about the fact, you know, I've been at Avalon coming up on 6 years. Our staff isn't new. Mm-hmm. You know, when you work together that long, you do become family-like.
Sure.
Okay?
Right.
But what I have to tell our clients, even if you have cultivated that environment, which is wonderful, there is still a separation of business and family.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when it comes to making those hard decisions or hard conversations, that's where you may need Avalon to step in and go, okay, Stacy, I have too close of a relationship with Chip to have this conversation. Can you do it? Absolutely. I'm that one step removed. I'm that neutral party. I'm literally Switzerland in my office because I don't have those relationships with those employees in your business, so I can be a little bit more neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, people ask me all the time, well, don't you have an opinion about this? I absolutely do, but that's not what matters. My job is to advise you what is legal, what is best practice, and what will put you in a favorable position, whatever you're doing. There's a way to approach almost anything that puts you in a better light, a better situation, a better placement if the conversation should go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to let an employee go last week, and they just were adamant that I give them a reason. No.
Not one of our internal employees.
No, not internal.
We offer this service
for
our
client. We're going to say this is part of the HR part of what you
all
do. Because we talked earlier about the paperwork and the administrative part, but you also
offer
HR.
We provide complete HR services.
Well.
And, you know, it was just a matter of, hey, it was a business decision. The decision's been made. It's not up for discussion. And unfortunately, moving forward does mean the end of your employment. Did I do anything wrong? I did not say that. I said it was a business decision that necessitated the end of your employment. And I apologize for that. But there has to be a reason.
That's a hard conversation to have.
It is.
I'm sitting here thinking, I have to admit, a little sympathetic to the employee because I want to know what I did wrong.
Well, and sometimes on the legal side of things,
mm-hmm. That's the part.
It's better just to leave things unsaid as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there's ways to do things, and then there's ways to do things.
Interesting.
And Stacy is
the more you talk, the more trouble you get yourself in, typically as an employer, mm-hmm. because you do feel bad and mm-hmm. you want to justify the decision and make them feel better, and
or make them understand.
That's where you kind get yourself in trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You open yourself up for things that maybe you're not even thinking about.
Right. Because, or gotcha.
Right. EEOC suits, discrimination claims, things along that line. And, you know, yeah, you want a reason, but there is nothing that I'm going to say to you in that moment that's going to make it any better.
That's probably true.
Oh, it's definitely true, because no matter what I say, you're going to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
You're going nine times
out
of ten.
Or defend.
Or defend, mm-hmm. or start an argument. And we're not doing that. You know, once that decision has been made and it is final, then that's where we are. I don't take joy in terminating people's employment. I do not. I realize they're humans. They all have their own set of circumstances. And I probably just threw a major wrench in that circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't. I don't fire people. They fire themselves. There was a set of circumstances that led to ending that employment relationship. Whether they want to realize that, acknowledge that, and accept that or not, because I have never, ever had a phone call from a client where they said, fire Chip. And I'll say, why? I'm tired of seeing Chip's face. I just don't want to talk to him anymore. Well, we're going to have a little bit deeper discussion to find out what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe Chip needs to be in a different role. Maybe Chip needs some additional yeah. training. You know, we're going to help them look for some alternate solutions.
It's funny she should mm-hmm. she should say that, because quite frankly, that was another one of my dad's things that he always taught was, okay, this person is not maybe set for that position,
mm-hmm.
but let's find another position that they are good at.
That's the best use of the skills they have.
Right. And a lot of times during the interview process, when you're hiring someone, mm-hmm. it's a good idea to make all of these. Well, what are you good at? What are you not good at? And that's why you hear sometimes in interviews crazy sounding questions. Because what they're drilling down on is they're trying to figure out, well, okay, you may not be suited for the job that you're here for, but hey, I've got another idea for you over here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that can work out sometimes very well.
Okay, right. We're talking with Chip Wood and Stacy Oren with Avalon HR. If you've got a question for them, they are the experts on the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning, 850-437-1620. I'm
yes.
fascinated by what you do in terms of the HR process. Now, if you have a situation, let's say, I don't have a good example in mind, but where you're not firing the person, but the reprimand needs to be done or a warning, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Do you do that as well?
Sure.
And do you help employers understand or set up a process for that?
We do, because there's very... It's a long game. You know, I encourage them, hey, when we do this, there's things we need to keep in mind. One, if this employee is going to be filing unemployment, and people say, well, I don't care if they get unemployment. Yeah, you do, because under certain circumstances, that impacts what you pay for your unemployment rate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just let everybody draw unemployment, that rate is going to skyrocket. You've got to have some controls in to manage those claims. And I can help you structure where your write-ups and disciplinary actions to where you will win an unemployment. Well, we take on the unemployment. Like, we're the ones defending the unemployment
We turn out to be the employer of record in the state and federal.
Oh, I see.
Federal
right.
Rights.
So
that
we respond to those unemployment claims. But mm-hmm. I need help from the employers, because there's certain things that you have to say in a write-up. One of the few cases, and the very few cases that I've lost in unemployment, this employer had seemingly done everything right. Everything was documented. Everything was addressed. Like, they had a catalog full of retraining, addressing, you know, just different things. But the one thing they never did was tell this employee that if these items weren't corrected, their job was in danger. So they had no reasonable reason to think that they could lose their employment over this, because they weren't told. So, you know, I encourage them, when we do these write-ups, you need to put failure to correct will result in additional disciplinary action up to and including termination. So we've got that covered.
There again, it's how you,
it's just how
the verbiage
you word
that
it.
You use mm-hmm. in something,
mm-hmm.
because that can play into later on. And
And documentation is everything.
If it's not on paper, absolutely, it did not happen, it does not exist, don't even
it's hearsay.
Yeah, hearsay does not work. Don't ask me how I know that.
Shoo, I preach that all the time, even internally. Like, they laugh at me because I have notebooks going back from the 6 years I've been there with every phone conversation that I've had. If I've called you back, I've written it down. If you did not answer, I've written it down. They get on to me all the time. I do not delete emails ever because I will not hesitate to whip back out an email and send it to you. Hey, we did talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we decided, and now you're diverting from that.
It's very important in our positions that Stacy and I hold that we almost can't delete any emails.
Absolutely
because
not.
Things come up,
mm-hmm.
and then I might be asked, this client, we don't seem to find this client from the workers' comp standpoint, from the carrier standpoint. What day did y'all make them effective? I can go back and say
this day,
April 27th, 19, whatever.
And here's the email or the letter or
right.
the documentation to support
right.
that.
Because that could get the employer in trouble. That could get us in trouble. Mm-hmm. So we make sure to cover that. And it's not for me. It's just best practice because, like I tell clients all the time, if you come in front of a judge, if this gets to a mediator or a judge, they do not know you. They don't know if you're a good person, a bad person, telling the truth. The same with the employee sitting there. They don't know anything about them. The only thing they can make their determination on is what you can show them on paper.
Mm-hmm.
What actually happened. Because they don't know that Chip is a great guy and takes care of his employees. They don't care. What can Chip show me on paper that he did to correct this situation?
Right.
What actions were taken? You know, and it's like if you call in and say, hey, you know, there's a harassment claim. The very first thing I'm going to do is talk to the people involved. The second thing I'm going to do is assign every one of your employees training showing, A, we recognize that there could be a problem. We've addressed the problem, and that's the first step. If the first step doesn't cure it and people don't get the message, then we go further with one-on-one training.
Mm-hmm.
We can give your employees training on harassment, work safety, how to be a better manager. Just because you have a great employee that you want to promote to a manager does not mean they're going to be an effective manager. They may have a great skill work set,
mm-hmm.
but not the employee dealing with mindset to be a manager.
People skills.
People
perhaps.
Skills,
yeah,
right.
And a lot of times you see that. I'm back to the same thing we discussed earlier, which is, you may be a very, very good inventor. You might be a very, very good chef.
Right.
But you might have poor people skills.
A lot of chefs do.
Oh,
and
isn't
having
that
worked
the
in
truth.
Restaurants.
And well,
you, love you, chefs, but
yeah,
they're artists. They can be temperamental.
This is true, and so it's better left to us to handle all these situations mm-hmm. versus you getting yourself into hot water. No pun intended.
Yeah. But what are your thoughts about an employee manual or handbook? I've worked for companies where they've had me sign. I had to read it and sign off on it.
Is that almost effective? It's almost mandatory in every business nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we do we'll do the employee handbook with the guidance of the business owner.
Right.
What do you want in your handbook? And then Stacy will take that and digest what they're wanting and make sure it's all legal.
Okay, that's one of the serious biggest challenges because they'll call and say, hey, I want a handbook. And I'll say, okay, hey, when your employee's on board, we address the big stuff, okay? Harassment.
Right.
Right to work. Right. Discrimination.
They sign off on those things.
They sign off on, those are the big items, right? Okay, but in your specific business, what are your holidays that you're closed?
Mm-hmm.
What are your hours? What do you want your employees to wear? What is your social media policy? And if you do not have one, please get one
right.
immediately.
And the PTO time off, when it's occurred, when
okay.
it's not. That is
and,
so
and how
all
did
over
you
the place
start
right
that?
Now.
Yeah. And how did you start the PTO?
Where's
your starting point? Because that's a real.
Well, in Florida, there are no laws governing PTO.
That is correct.
Not one.
Really?
Nope.
It's viewed as a benefit, and it can be administered in any way the employer sees fit.
Mm.
So. And there's things that people don't think about. Like when we send them some questions to set up PTO if they want to do it. And you know, things that they don't think about. Well, what happens when an employee terminates? Is it forfeited? Is it paid out? Is it paid out only with proper notice and forfeited if you're terminated?
And just because you may have gotten paid at a previous job does not necessarily mean that you're going to get at this job.
My husband works in an industry. He has never had PTO.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. No job he has ever been on has had PTO.
Interesting.
Ever. He's an industrial electrician. Mm-hmm. And you work, you get paid. You don't work, you don't get paid. You can take all the time off you want, but mm-hmm. you're not going to be paid for it.
Right.
So there are no laws in Florida regarding PTO. And, you know, things like at the end of the year, you can let them cash it out up to a certain amount, roll it over to a certain amount. Is it use or lose? What happens to it? There's so many factors. And like you said, how does it accrue? Per pay period,
mm-hmm.
all at once? Can they go negative? Like if I needed 40 hours, but I've only earned 32, are you going to let me go 8 in the hole and make it up?
And there's always the you can get PTO after so many days of work.
After the first 90 days of employment.
Right, then they start at, there's lots of caveats that go along with it.
Yes. Well, we have one employer that doesn't offer PTO for the first year, but after the first year, there's a pretty generous PTO program.
So you've probably seen it all, but it's important to have a policy, right?
Yes, it is.
And that is the end of it that you can put into your handbook.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's when we sit down with the employer and go, okay, what specifically do you want in here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to give them 12 paid holidays a year. Okay, that's fine, but that's not PTO.
Right.
So.
Right, and things like what they can do on their own time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been sent handbooks to review that dictate so strictly what they can do when they're not on the clock. And I'm like, you can't with no valid business reason for
almost
it.
Almost like a morals clause in a way?
Worse.
I have seen morals clauses, and some of them are very well written, mm-hmm. and some of them are
a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I mean, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call, and you're
interesting.
You're done. Yeah. So we'll advise on things like that, but I can't. You know, they say, well, just make me a handbook. I can't. You know, you've got to have some input in this process. Like, this has to be a joint process. I will review it for legalities, verbiage, things we may need to change, mm-hmm. or up things you may have forgotten. Like I said, a social media policy. That has become so big.
Gosh.
If you catch your employees making TikTok in their uniforms, what are you going to do? You know, what's your plan? Is it okay? Is it not okay? Is it?
It's a whole nother world.
Yeah. And it really is. And those things have to be reviewed. They're changing constantly.
You know, I was just thinking, when y'all come on next, we're going to have to talk about how, we don't have time now, but how AI is influencing the business.
I was getting ready to say something about that myself. I was getting ready. I was like, AI and,
yeah.
It's a blessing.
We'll save that.
Yeah,
let's do a whole show
whole
on that.
Different subject
we could do a whole show on
we
that,
could.
I think. Yeah, seriously, we should do that next time.
Well, and is anybody sitting here in front of a microphone on the radio that gets, you know, reposted and broadcast, how easy would it be to mm-hmm. recreate a whole speech of any of us?
Oh, please don't give anybody any ideas.
Oh, no, we don't have to. They've already if they are interested in that, they are already well aware. But, you know, it is something to, you know.
The scams that are out there are just unbelievable.
Yeah. We'll get to that. We'll get to do a show on scams as well.
Well, we could do that, too, because I can tell you how some companies want you to think they're going to do this, and mm-hmm. they aren't.
Okay. We're just about out of time. If folks want to get in touch with you at Avalon HR, what do they do?
Just pick up the phone and dial 850-475-1555 and be more than happy to talk with you. If you're in the neighborhood, drop by. We're at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in downtown Pensacola.
Okay. And that number again is 850-475-1555.
Five. There
okay.
we go.
All got fives. It. Or you can find it. Look us up at AvalonHR.com. Get a little idea of what we're about and what we can do. And then give Chip a call.
And you've also said many times, even if you're not sure if you want to hire you full-time yet to do your services, if you have a question or a problem, you can
Absolutely.
Always call in and just
no
get
obligation.
Some advice.
Absolutely. No obligation.
We'll be
whatsoever.
Happy to talk to you.
And I think that's great. I think that's great that you all offer that for folks. Okay, it's been a pleasure, as always, with Chip Wood and Stacey Orme with Avalon HR. They'll be back again with us soon. And in the meantime, I hope you both have happy holidays.
Be
Thank
safe.
You.
You
All
too.
Right.